Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing, week 10, the God-men's divine right to participate in God's divinity. Tuesday, related verses. John 3, verse 15, that everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. 2 Peter 1, verse 4, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. John 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 3, verse 36a. He who believes into the Son has eternal life. John 10, verse 10b. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. Romans 8, verses 10 to 11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Ephesians 1 verse 4. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish, before him in love. Colossians 3 verse 4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Related reading. As the God-men, we have the divine right to participate in God's life. John 3, verse 15 tells us that everyone who believes into the Lord Jesus will have eternal life. Eternal life is the divine life, the life of God. We are human beings, but we can have God's life. We were created in God's image and God's likeness, but without God's life. Through regeneration, we have been graced by God with his divine life. He has put, has dispensed, his life into our being. Colossians 3 verse 4 speaks of Christ our life. Since Christ is the embodiment of God, for Christ to be our life means that God is our life. As sons of God and as God-men, we have the divine life. Many Christians realize that they have eternal life, yet they do not know what eternal life is. Furthermore, they do not know what the divine life is. They do not know that, as regenerated ones, they have another life in addition to their own human life. The natural life makes us a natural man, and the divine life makes us a divine man. Since we have been born of the divine life and possess the divine life, surely we are divine persons. We have been born of the divine life. Therefore, we are divine. It is a pity that the majority of regenerated people do not know that they have God's life in addition to their own life. Our own life is a human life. Thus, we are all human. But through regeneration, we have received another life, which has been added to our natural life. This life is not only holy and heavenly, but also divine. Thus, we have all become divine. As God-men, we also have the divine right to participate in God's nature. In Ephesians 1 verse 4, we see that God chose us in Christ with a particular purpose, to make us holy. Holy means not only sanctified, separated unto God, but also different, distinct from everything common. God is holy, but we are common. Only God is different, distinct from all things. Hence, he is holy. Holiness is his nature. God intends to make us holy even as he is holy. To be holy is to participate in God's holy nature. Having chosen us to be holy, God makes us holy, by imparting himself, the Holy One, into our being, so that our whole being may be saturated and permeated with his holy nature. For us, God's chosen ones, to be holy is to partake of God's divine nature. Thus, we may participate not only in God's life, but also in God's nature. Just as we are constituted physically of the food we eat, so we, believers in Christ, should be constituted of the God of which we partake. This should be our experience day by day. If we enjoy God and partake of him, we shall be constituted of him. We shall be thoroughly constituted of God's nature. We may become so constituted of God that we express God in all that we are and do. We may even give off a divine fragrance. If we partake of God day by day, eventually we shall partake of him unconsciously. When others contact us, they will see in us the expression of the triune God. The more we are saturated with God, the more we shall express him. To be a partaker of the divine nature is to be a partaker of the elements, the ingredients of God's being. When we partake of God, the aspects of what God is become our enjoyment. This is to enjoy the constituents of the divine nature.